Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in through online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could be with us as well. We're excited to welcome author Noel A. Obiora to our program today to talk to him not only about his love of storytelling, but also history and how those kind of came together in his new novel, A Past That Breathes. It's a really fascinating book that takes us into relationships, race, all the big things, and especially when it comes to right and wrong. We'll talk to Noel about the response to the book and, of course, let you guys know how to get your own copy of it. Noel, hello, team. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. So first of all, I'll have to ask you about the feeling. How does it feel to, after all the hard work that went into this, how does it feel to finally have your book available for the world to read?
Just exciting and, you know, just there's this strange feeling of being in uncharted territory, you know. But generally, I'm very happy to have done it and excited to see how people receive it.
Yeah. Well, at the time that you and I are having this conversation, literally the book just came out, Noel, so I'm so glad to be able to speak with you about it. I was fortunate enough to get an advanced copy of it, which gave me a chance to be able to read it. And what I think is so interesting is you bring together a lot of different layers to this book, Noel, and we'll just talk through a few of these. One, the issue of race. Also, the issue, I think, of class and belonging in society and in neighborhoods. But also relationships are big in this book as well. Did you know going in that it was going to be a book that really would appeal to a variety of individuals when it comes to readers?
I was hoping for that. What I really wanted to do was to bring how life affects a legal fiction, you know, how life affects the work we do in criminal law. And in doing that, especially at that time in Los Angeles, you just have to, all those things have to come into the mix, the racial tensions, the political tensions, and also just the relationships, the individuals involved in it, how their own personal issues come into the mix was very important to me. And so in that respect, I was hoping that it would also appeal to those who have the same issues.
I think, and you've definitely been able to do that. So take us back a little bit, Noel, for those who are just now discovering you and finding out about the book, A Past That Breathes. Is storytelling something for you that seemed inevitable, considering your life path and your journey?
Yes. So I come from southeastern Nigeria, which is essentially oral tradition. And when you come from a tradition of oral history, you grow up being told stories because your forebears want you to remember what came before you. They didn't write. They didn't have a written tradition, so they wanted you to remember. And so growing up, stories were just something that were part of me. I knew at the age of 11 that I wanted to be a writer before I knew I wanted to be a lawyer, and have always wanted to write the stories. And just you get to a point where telling them in whatever you do, regardless of what you're doing. And for me, it's just been a dream to write.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact, too, for those of us who love to watch courtroom dramas, Noel, or read, you know, those type of books, you kind of literally bring us into the courtroom, right? I mean, from everything from, and people will see this when they get the book, I mean, everything from exhibits, being able to see them. What was that like for you to kind of, you know, we all have heard when it comes to writers to write what you know. Of course, you know law. But what was that like for you to kind of bring that passion into this book?
Thank you. That was really a very important part of what I wanted to do, because the legal fictions of the day back when I was practicing law in the 90s, criminal law in the 90s. I still practice, but I'm in a completely different specialization of criminal law. But back when I was practicing that, and you watch the legal fictions of the day, and you watch the read the books, one thing they didn't, a lot of them they didn't do, was really bring you into the courtroom with details that I thought were really fascinating and interesting, because it wasn't just so much about how the hero wins the day or wins the case, but the little things that could just treat the case that had nothing to do with, that had more to do with personalities and clashes of characters than it had to do with the case at bar. And so I wanted to bring that, how the wrong objection, the stubborn mistake could just kick the judge off and you get the wrong ruling and you have to go fight it somewhere else. And then it affects a completely different life, which is the life of the client that you're representing. I just thought that I was glad to find a way to do it where it wasn't so boring and so weighty. And in this book, I thought I could bring, especially because one of the aspects of it where the two lawyers weren't the most experienced practitioners in the field. And so I wanted people to see the weaknesses and their vulnerabilities as they struggle to do what was right in the midst of their own inexperience.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, but there's also the other element, too, that comes up for me, Noel, as I was reading the book, and that is especially when it comes to one of the officers that's on trial testifying, and his response, and our audience will have to read the book to find out what he was talking about, where he says, "I was just doing my job." I think we've heard that now so many times. When people, you know, that is the go-to answer, it seems like, for so many. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Noel A. Obiora to our program today. He's celebrating literally this week the release of his novel, A Past That Breathes. It's available now through our friends at Amazon.com, published by someone who we've had several of their authors on our program before, and that is Rare Birds. I want to talk about the other element of this book, Noel, and that is the title itself, A Past That Breathes. I thought that was an interesting title, especially as I got into the book, because what I thought was so interesting was it has different connotations. So I'm curious for you, for myself as a reader and reading it, you referenced earlier about Los Angeles, right? And that is, of course, it has its own history. So that kind of one element of the title. But there also is the characters we meet and how their own past experience kind of play into how they are acting out as or acting in the world that we see. Did you know going into the book, Noel, that it would have different connotations?
I sort of didn't plan it that way. I really just wanted to write about two people who are trying to find harmony and each other in the midst of racially and politically divisive tensions that suggest to them that they just shouldn't do it. And while trying to solve a murder mystery that also adds to those tensions, everything around you, especially the question asks, when everything around you says, you know, this relationship wouldn't work, what do you do if the right thing is to still find each other? And so as you begin to address that, you know, you see it one day at a time, and you see it one aspect of the relationship at a time. It grows. It opens up into areas that you don't even anticipate until the characters got to it. You know, you sort of grow. I sort of grew with the characters, not knowing their full life entirely, but aspects of their life from day to day begin to open up, and you begin to learn more about them, and you begin to find the tentacles that would appeal to so many different people. I didn't quite know how much it would open up in that way from the beginning, but I did know that our past is really critical to who we become and what we aspire to. And I was trying to explore that aspect as well.
Yeah. And we cannot have this conversation, Noel, without talking about Kenneth. And the other thing that past comes into is relationships with his father. What was that like for you to kind of, in the middle of telling this story, to kind of explore the dynamics between a father and son?
It was somewhat emotional for me. I lost my dad when I was 8, and you don't quite, and it doesn't really matter what the reason for the absence of a father is. There's especially for a man, for a young man, there's always that void that no one else could ever fully fill. And so I wasn't really trying to explore this as well, but, you know, when you go into fiction, when you go into these characters, it's very hard to keep a part of yourself completely out of it, because as you, your characters mature, as you mature as well. And so when I got to that part of it, it was really trying to understand Kenneth. It was really trying to understand this young man and his almost cluelessness about, not cluelessness, but he just disengagement from all the tensions about around him and trying just to focus on his work, and then realizing that he can't completely disengage from it. He has to engage with it. And then discovering that aspect of that disengagement, an aspect of what makes him just want to focus in a very micro aspect of his life, has to do with that relationship with his father. And, as you can tell, not giving anything away, of course, it was his mother that sort of recognized that and went and sort of tried to bring them together.
Yeah. Well, I think that is what makes the book so interesting, is that there are so many different layers to it, Noel, for sure. And as you said, there is the element of the family as well, something that definitely comes through as the book kind of unfolds. So I want to step back from it for a moment. Did you have those wow moments after you finish it, Noel, that I actually did it?
Yeah. It's for a first novel, it's hard to escape that, right? I've been writing it for a long time. For a while, I would, because you it actually had to condense from a very large strip. You know, it was about 1,000 pages by the time I finished the first draft, or a little over 1,000 pages. And you then had to make it readable by just focus, reducing it to what mattered. And, I did. For a first novel, there was both relief and excitement in the fact that I actually did it. I did have that moment. But there was also this satisfaction, because it was not just that I did it, but I achieved most of what I thought I was trying to achieve in the life of the characters, in the statement that, in the commentary about the system that I was trying to make. And I think that's why it resonates today, even though it was set in the 90s, that we all need to find harmony and a path of discourse in the midst of all kinds of tensions that we're going through, regardless of what our differences are.
Right. It's a really good point, and I think it really comes out well in the book. Again, everyone, Noel A. Obiora has been our guest. He's the author of the brand-new book, A Past That Breathes. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You all can get it there. And, Noel, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Thank you. I'm on there's a website, apastthatbreathes.com, and I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. They can reach me through that.
Make sure you guys are definitely staying connected with Noel. Noel, excited for you, man. Congratulations to you again on the release. Glad we had you here during your pub week to be able to help celebrate, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Well, thank you so much, Iris, for having me. Thank you.
The pleasure is definitely all mine, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.